Archiving started.
Hello, my name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Our special guest today is Victoria Pinchon. She is a lawyer, mediator, author, and writer at Forbes.com, and she's also part of the consulting group at SheNegotiates.com. And today we're going to talk about her brand new book, Success as a Mediator for Dummies. Vicky, thank you for joining us again on this podcast. How are you?
Thank you for having me again. I'm very well, thank you.
Now, tell me all about your book in our about 10 minutes here, Success as a Mediator for Dummies, and why do we want dummies to be successful at mediation?
You know, this book actually is for dummies. It is tilted toward a mediator market,
mm-hmm.
but people have read this book who are not mediators, and they have said that they found really incredibly useful information in it about how to resolve a dispute with their kids or dealing with a telephone company, disputes at work. So, you know, I would have liked to have seen it go to a broader audience, but it's really being promoted by Wiley, the publisher, as directed at mediators.
So it sounds like sort of the way you're just describing it, as I would sometimes describe to people, is like the mediator with the capital M is the professional, but then how everybody in difference that they play in life, it's the little M mediator, where the mediator in the situation, whether it's between friends, coworkers, but then also between themselves and somebody else, sort of like negotiating. Is that what you mean?
Yes, and there's an awful lot of negotiation strategy and tactics in here, because I have been focusing as much on consulting with and training women how to negotiate as I have been mediating and doing mediation training. So the book is actually pretty much everything I know.
Wow. And, you know, one of the things, although I know you very well, for some of our audience listeners, one of the things that I'll often ask my friends or just other people that I'm talking about that have written a book, and the question that I want to ask you is, you're the author of a book called Success as a Mediator for Dummies. What qualifies you to write the book on being successful as a mediator for those people that don't know you?
What qualifies me is my willingness to be tied to the oar of this book for 9 months running, actually. That's what qualifies
me. Tell me a little bit more, please.
But let's skip that. What are my credentials? My credentials,
yes,
are that I litigated for 25 years. So I know deeply embedded in my genetic structure is the adversarial system, which is the primary way that people resolve disputes. If they don't do so formally by hiring lawyers, people mostly resolve disputes in a contentious manner, trying to get other people to do something they don't want to do in a win-lose manner.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand just how deeply enmeshed people can get in trying to resolve conflict that way, and how ineffective it is. So that's the first part. I'm deeply aware of how not to do it. And then I saw the light. As most mediators will tell you, I took a training session in 2004 from the Strauss Institute, which is the number one rated dispute resolution,
right,
program in the country. And I fell in love. I learned that I could negotiate. I learned that the way I'd been trying to resolve disputes was ineffective. And I immediately signed up for their Master of Law program. And then I spent 2 years both studying, doing book learning, and doing some internships that allowed me to observe more mediators probably than most people have done.
Uh-huh.
So I've seen the best in the country, because some of the best mediators in the country mediate commercial cases here, and I've seen some
right.
of the worst. And then,
well,
of course,
let me ask you.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you in regards to the book specifically, especially over here East Coast, and I'm sure it's the same over there on the West Coast and throughout the country, and for people wanting to become a professional mediator, what is it? How does your book help people that, you know, they've gotten the training, sort of like they followed your path? They were either a lawyer or not a lawyer, and then all of a sudden they found mediation. They love it. They see how it really not only, you know, helps people maintain self-determination, but also have a better outcome, or at least provide the opportunity for that. But then it's all of a sudden, a lot of times people say, okay, I went through this great training, I believe in the power of mediation, but how do I actually make money out of it? And, you know, they're not looking to get rich, but they actually want it to be their business. How does your book help people figure out the answer to that?
There's a step-by-step program for opening your own mediation practice, advice about when you're ready to take the leap from part-time mediation, which I think everybody starts as a part-time mediator, but at some point you have to make the leap of faith and also be prepared both professionally and economically to leave one job and start another. So there are several chapters in the book that represent both the advice that I've gathered from other people and 2 or 3 years of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what I'm hoping to do is to give other people the benefit of a lot of trial and error that I engaged in and that I saw a lot of other people engage in, because I immediately became involved in the mediation community.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess it's sort of
by people who were successful. I was surrounded by people who were unsuccessful. I tried to follow what the successful people did to learn from my own mistakes, and I've put all of that into this book.
Yeah, so I guess you're sort of trying to help people learn from your mistakes to try and prevent them, and the mistakes that you learned from the people surrounding you, and by giving them the stuff that worked, trying to make it, I guess, a little bit easier. One of the other things I like about your book is, well, it starts off the whole concept of grasping the mediation process, which is sort of, I guess, mediation 101. But then even how, like, you share exploring the mediation fundamentals and just different terminology. And I think it's sort of, I look at a mediator as also somebody that needs to fully understand and grasp the concept of negotiating. And then by being the mediator, you're sort of literally the person in between the two parties and trying to help them both negotiate better, but then trying to generate things such as empathy. And I don't know, something like even just the term empathy or trying to work with the parties. What are some of your experiences in the book that shares that with the reader to help them be that successful mediator?
Well, I tell a lot of stories because I'm I'm a story-based writer. I studied fiction writing at some point in my legal career and started writing fiction, and you know, mediation is a narrative. Litigation is a narrative. They're all conflict stories. And as a lawyer, you take those stories and you spin them in a way that is favorable to your client. As a mediator, of course, you try and get to what the problems are underneath the accusations to help the parties, you know, resolve these difficulties themselves while at the same time coaching them in, you know, successful, proven negotiation strategies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you why I really wrote this book. You want to know why?
Well, we're down to our last 30 seconds, so
okay.
Tell us why you wrote it and tell us where people can get the book. Take it away.
Okay. I wrote it because I think we need standards in the field. You can, and I think that it has standards, that some of them are arguable, but at least it's a structure that people can look at and say, oh, okay, here are some best practices. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Walmart. It's available. Wiley has a very large distribution network.
Okay.
Put Success as a Mediator for Dummies into your search engine, and you will find it.
Excellent. Vicki, I appreciate you joining us. I wish you all the success, book, and I highly recommend our listeners to take a look at it. If you want to be successful as a mediator, check her out at Forbes.com, also her website, VictoriaPinchon.com. Vicki, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
And everyone, thank you for listening to the ADRHub.com podcast series. Please listen to our other episodes, and if you have any ideas or suggestions, let us know. Take care.